In a rare walk back, President Trump deleted a racist social media post after broad pushback, even from Republicans. In one of the many posts that he made last night, one showed a clip of former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama depicted as apes. The White House first defended the racist post, but then said a staffer had mistakenly shared it. NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram joins us now to discuss. Hi, Deepa.
Hi, Elsa.
All right, so tell us more about this post.
Right. So this is a video that had content about the false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. It's, you know, something the president loves to talk about. And then at the end of the video was this short clip of former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama's faces on these cartoon apes. I'd argue that this is a pretty commonly known racist trope that has long been used to dehumanize Black people.
Exactly.
And I should point out that this is happening in the first week of Black History Month.
So then when did the White House say, or what has the White House said about why the president shared this post?
Right. So when there was more attention on the post this morning, keep in mind the president posted this like late last night. This morning, people started to notice it. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt put out a statement saying to, quote, stop the, quote, fake outrage. And she said that this was part of an internet meme and shared a link to a video back in October. And that shows Trump depicted as a lion in the king of the jungle, as king of the jungle, as the White House described it. And Democrats are depicted as other animals, you know, Hillary Clinton, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, former President Joe Biden. There are all these Democrats in this video. But I will say that in the clip that Trump shared, it was just the clip of the video with the Obamas depicted as monkeys. So that is what happened. But then there was this pretty sizable pushback, as you noted, against this post, even from Republicans and Trump allies. And at some point this morning, the post was removed. And then the White House said that it was a staffer who erroneously made this post. They didn't explain anything else, though, like why a staffer was posting at the same time as the president on the president's account. But that is the explanation they are now giving.
I mean, pushback from Republicans against President Trump is pretty rare. So tell us what these Republicans were saying.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So Tim Scott, who's a Republican senator from South Carolina, was one of the first people to weigh in. He's the only Black Republican in the Senate. And he defends Trump most of the time. But he said today that he was praying that this post was fake because it's, quote, the most racist thing that he says he's seen out of this White House. And many other House Republicans also criticized the president, saying that the post was offensive and wrong and that the president should delete it. And notably, one of them was Mike Lawler, who's a Republican in New York in a swing district. And so I would say there's some electoral politics at play here as well.
Yeah, I do wonder how much midterm elections are weighing on all of this, because as rare as it is for Trump's own allies to speak out against him, it's also rare for the president himself to back down from anything, right? And delete a post like this.
Right. Like, totally not what he's usually done. I think it just underscores how much of a vulnerable position Trump and Republicans are in right now, headed into the midterms later this year. New polling shows that a lot of people, 51% of adults, strongly disapprove of the job the president is doing right now. And that really speaks to some of his actions today.
That is NPR's Deepa Shivaram. Thank you, Deepa.
Thanks.